Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you on this Saturday. It's looking pretty nice outside. But do stay tuned for this next hour because we've got lots of information and fun to share with you. Later in the show, we're going to talk to the nurse next door and maybe help your mom, one of your relatives, during a certain phase of their life. Dog Safe, Michelle Sevigny, is going to talk about some spring safety tips. And, of course, we always like to talk about food and entertaining off the top of the show. And I'm joined by Shelley Adams, who has three cookbooks. Her latest is Whitewater Cooks with Friends. How are you, Shelley?
Very good. How are things down there?
They're good. Now, you're up in the Nelson area.
Yeah, I live in Nelson, B.C.
It's so beautiful up there.
Total blustery, wintry day.
Is it?
Yes.
Wow. And do you like the snow?
Love it. Absolutely love it.
Oh. Yeah. So that must really be part of when you cook with friends because the weather's snowy and to be inside and cook great food. Is that part of the inspiration?
Absolutely. Part of cooking with friends, and mostly my new book is all about recipes shared with my friends.
Because a lot of people are weird about sharing. Now, before we get into that, Whitewater is a resort that you and your husband owned, Whitewater Ski Resort in Nelson, for 25 years.
Yes,
and you
did.
Had a cafe in there called the Fresh Tracks, and everybody loved your recipes so much that they encouraged you to write your first book. Now, this is your third, and it's selling like hotcakes. Tell us how you got into this new world of cookbooks.
Well, that's true. It all started at Whitewater when I ran the cafe, the Fresh Tracks Cafe. And that was back when we first bought the ski area. And people were so keen on the recipes, tourists and locals, and that a friend of mine actually talked me into putting together the recipes and publishing my first book. And what started as sort of a fun hobby and just a way of sharing recipes has turned into a pretty big career for me now.
It sounds like it's kind of fun, Shelley.
Yeah, it is. It's really fun, especially now that we don't own Whitewater. I have lots of time to really put all my efforts into the recipes and the photos. And so after the first cookbook was published, I thought, there it is. There's the recipes. You've got them. I've shared them.
Done.
Within about a year, people started emailing me and phoning me and approaching me just on the streets and up skiing saying, when's the next cookbook? I wouldn't even know them. And they'd go, Shelley, more recipes.
Wow.
And I thought, okay, they need more recipes. And I have lots of recipes to share still because before we owned Whitewater, I worked in the movie business in Vancouver for 10 years, and I also had a catering business here that did weddings and, you know, parties. So I had a lot of recipes still left in my files to share.
Now, Shelley, what was your background? Like, was it from your family? Were great cooks? And where did this inspiration come from for cooking?
Well, my mom is a fantastic cook, and we always ate really, really well, and everything was beautiful and set up gorgeously. And even camping at Hornby Island in Long Beach, everything would be just beautiful and delicious. But then when I was working at a summer ski camp as a cook because my love was skiing, and I realized I really loved to cook. And I went to a cooking school in Paris, La Varenne, and then I started cooking in the movie business in Vancouver for all those years. And then when we moved to Nelson and bought the ski area, it just made sense that me with a cooking background would take over the cafe.
And in the movie business, was that like in the 80s when it was just buzzing?
Just buzzing and just beginning.
I was doing makeup in those days, and it was quite something. It was, you know, that beginning stage was so cool to be part of.
Yeah, maybe we know each other. I was one of the first caterers for Location Caterers and Real Appetites. Anyway, so then after all those years, we moved here, and I took over the cafe, and the cookbooks just took off. So my second one, the first one was based on the recipes from the Fresh Tracks Cafe, and my second one's called Whitewater Cooks at Home. And it was more my recipes from catering days, movie business days, things that I like to cook at home for dinner parties. And then that one was quite large. It was my biggest book. It's 174 pages. And then that one was shared, and people were buying it like crazy from, you know, all over Canada and into the States. And then a year and a half ago, another friend of mine and myself were having dinner and my daughter, and they said, Shelley, you've got to do another book. People are just loving your recipes and loving the books. So hence, Whitewater Cooks with Friends. So I called on a lot of my friends from movie business catering and cooking school in Paris and just friends of mine here that are really good home cooks and put together a collection of recipes that I knew people out there would love. And then started the third book, tested all the recipes, wrote them out, had the photographs done. And now the third book has been in, I published it October the 15th. And I've already sold 20,000 books.
That's crazy. And I know we've had Michael Smith on here. You're outselling Michael Smith and Jamie Oliver.
I know. It's really crazy. I'm really good. I'm honored.
Well, you must be a heck of a cook. Now, tell me about these. Some of these recipes for friends. Are they comfort food? What's the variety you have?
Well, mostly all my cookbooks, they're very similar in that they're all, there's not one that's comfort food and one's health food. They're all just really great, simple, delicious recipes that people would want to make, knowing that they can buy all the ingredients, you know, anywhere in Victoria or Vancouver or Nelson or Calgary, basically Canada and BC. And also, it's food that, because actually I like to ski and ride my bike and I've always worked and had little kids, they're recipes that you can make in very little time and love the outcome.
So is that kind of your philosophy, sort of simple, good food, ingredients that are close by, and not too hard, too time-consuming?
Yeah, it totally is, because I basically don't like to spend all day in the kitchen, except when I did it for a living, of course.
Yeah.
Now that I'm out there recreating and, you know, taking care of children and other things, my recipes are really simple. And my other philosophy is just to be really well prepared. So in your fridge, make sure you always have, you know, prepped salad dressings out of the cookbooks, like the Glory Bowl vinaigrette or the honey curry or the basil, or have some roasted tapas nuts, or, you know, have a ginger saffron sauce made or a peppercorn sauce, or have some prep food in your fridge and also in your pantry. Make sure you have, you know, as many good things as you can, from panko crumbs and coconut milk and capers and clams and smoked paprika and, you know what I mean? Just
so eat. Kind of go to a specialty and get some things that are delicious, but can also go in as fillers for any kind of a meal, and stock your shelves that way.
Yeah, totally. And like, once you start using my cookbooks, you'll sort of have a pantry that covers all the basics, and then you know that you can open a cookbook, well, any cookbook, but my cookbook especially, and just have these things in your fridge and freezer and prepped food. You know, even things in your freezer at all times, like wontons and, you know, some ahi tuna or an organic chicken or Italian sausages or, you know, some sable fish and chipotle paste.
Because it is good to use that freezer, because sometimes we just are rushed and don't get out there. How about the crock pot? Are you a fan of the crock pot?
I'm not a crock pot girl, actually.
But you're more the oven.
I'm more an a la minute, yeah, but the barbecue, the fresh vinaigrettes, the fresh sauces. I'm not really a slow cooker kind of person, although I do, of course, have a few things in my books that are slow cooker, but they're usually on top of the stove.
Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about some recipes for the weekend that maybe someone can make tonight. Back in a minute.
CFAX 1070 is where Victoria turns first for local news, weather, and traffic, with more news than ever before. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
John was having problems with his Reno. When suddenly, there was Len from the finishing store with all kinds of tips and experience for fixer-uppers. Then, Paul and Ron were there to make sure he had everything he needed for his project. With help from the finishing store staff like Len, Paul, and Ron,
woo-hoo!
Every project is easy.
It all starts here at the finishing store.
Visit finishingstore.com.
Think you can't invest a small amount? You can. Start with just $1,000 in investments backed by valuable Canadian real estate and enjoy regular income, steady growth, and over 5% on cash, RRSP, and TFSA funds. Call Fiscard today, 250-382-9255. Local people, 5% plus on your money. Visit Fiscard on Douglas near Uptown Mall or online at Fiscard.com.
Everyone wants a quick sale in real estate, but few take the necessary steps to make it happen. This is Kevin Ramsey, realtor with Fair Realty and SweetHomeVictoria.com. Selling quickly requires preparation long before it's time to list on MLS. This gives us time to choose our marketing and commission strategies, discuss staging techniques, and decide which repairs or upgrades will pay off. A well-prepared sweet home is easier to sell, and that's why I give you a break on commission. So let's get started. Visit my office at 1564 Fort Street or contact me through SweetHomeVictoria.com.
Hi, this is Terry Moore. Join us today, 4 to 5 p.m. for Motorline with Mike Sulkis of Speedy Auto.
We'll talk about a full range of automotive care, from brakes to transmissions, keeping you up to date on everything you need to know, what to consider as the seasons change, maintenance tips, repair advice, and more. At Speedy, you're a somebody, and every somebody needs to know this information. Motorline with Mike Salkus of Speedy Auto, today at 4 p.m. on CFAX 1070.
We are back. I have Shelley Adams online, who has her third cookbook out, Whitewater Cooks with Friends. Shelley, I want to sort of set the scene, like maybe tonight or one of these weekends. What is it like at your house when you have a dinner party or a get-together? What does that look like, and what is your style of entertaining?
It looks like a beautifully set table and flowers and candles. Mm. The setting is very important for me. And it also looks like food that I don't have to spend a lot of time in the kitchen while the guests are there making. I'll plan a few things that are make ahead, and they're actually prepped and made when the guests arrive. And I'll have just a couple of things that I'll cook while people are there. So
what's an appetizer for you?
Here's a dinner I had the other night. I try and keep it like, I don't want to get all busy while people are there.
Uh-huh.
So I would make the roasted tapas nuts and just for sure have those made because they're delicious. They're rosemary and shallots and hazelnuts and cashews. Mm. And that would be the simple one sitting on the counter. And then I would have something like the rustic tomato tarts that are a cornmeal crust with basil and goat cheese and tomatoes, and you just basically pull them out of the oven, and they can sit for an hour before the people get there. And then, let's see, tonight I'm going to make the Moroccan lemon chicken out of my third cookbook with couscous, and then I'm also going to make, in my second cookbook, it's called Emmy's Marrakesh Stew. So they're both kind of African dishes, and then you've just got the couscous on the side, and a really good spring green salad with strawberries and pecans.
Mm.
And then dessert. I make all sorts of different desserts. Tonight I made, it's out of my book, it's called Lovely's Fall Apple Tart, and it's just filled with fresh, really sort of sour but delicious apples and a shortbread kind of crust.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I love planning the menu, and when I plan the menu, I make sure I'm not all sort of frustrated, but not busy when people are there.
Right, you can enjoy. And is the night mostly revolved around sitting around the table? Is it, or your game people, like, is it mostly enjoying the food is the whole evening?
Yeah, I would say yeah, totally. And I'll change the location. Like, we'll start, if it's summertime, we'll start down on the dock, and then we'll move up to the deck. In the winter, we'll sit sort of by the fireplace, and I'll have the appetizers there, like the prawn saganaki, something warm, and then we'll move to the kitchen table.
So it sounds kind of like your movie set. You're painting a picture as you go along. You're kind of keeping the party moving.
Yeah, I do really like to create the little set. I'm not sure. I'm equally as into the beauty of a meal as the food part of the meal, and I think that's really important, the dishes, the tablecloth, the ambiance. And I think people really enjoy that. And even in our home life without any guests over for dinner, pretty much our whole life, we've had a little, you know, every single night of the week, there's a table set. And the dinner may be simple, but it's always delicious, and we always sit down and enjoy it together.
You have a lucky family. And
yeah.
Do you have kids at home still, Shelley?
No, I don't. I have a son in Montreal and a daughter in Vancouver. But they're both, it's very funny, they're both totally into cooking.
Uh-huh.
And they cook, my son cooks for his friends in his big house, and my daughter eats perfectly healthily and shops at the Granville Island Market, and she'll buy, like, delicious fresh tuna and make a little wasabi lime sauce, or she'll eat a quinoa salad.
You've done a good job, Mom.
It's funny to see how they, yeah.
No kidding. So, and how are you finding your life in Nelson then after your kids have gone and you've sold the business? Are you still loving the area?
I'm totally loving the area. I thought after we sold the business and after our kids had moved out, we would move down to, you know, Victoria or Salt Spring or somewhere down on the coast again. But we really love it here. It's a gorgeous place to live.
It is a gorgeous place.
And I'm working on a fourth cookbook, so that keeps me busy and excited.
And I think that's a neat part about life is that if one phase is over, there's so much more to do still, right? Always to keep us excited.
Oh, totally. We're finding we're even busier now that we don't have the ski area and kids at home. we've just got more sort of interesting projects on the go. And we also travel a lot.
And that's a nice part of it, too, getting rid of your full-time gig. It sounds like your friends must get really pampered when they come over to your house and have a dinner. They must just love getting an invite.
They do, but you know what? My friends are all of my little group of friends, we love food. And I think that's why we're attracted to each other. We love being busy in the day, and we love good food at night. So we all go to all my friends' houses, and they cook equally delicious things.
That's nice. Now, if someone was wanting to make a dinner tonight or tomorrow night, something, they're not a great cook yet, what would be something fairly simple to serve their family that's delicious and fairly easy?
Like starting tonight without any prep done in the morning?
Yeah, if they could go out this afternoon and buy some groceries and maybe put something together.
So if somebody had my new book, which you can buy.
And they can buy that anywhere in town?
Yeah, anywhere in town. Some of the simpler things are, they're all easy, believe me. But there's Pat's Tuesday Night Pasta Sauce, very easy and delicious. The miso crusted sable fish, which is a marinade and a miso crust that can be used on any fish, is super simple, and you have such good fish down there. Linguine with prawns, chilies, and black beans is spicy, and you can make it in 10 minutes. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Yeah. All of the salads are easy. And like I said, that Moroccan lemon chicken tagine with couscous, I'm making that tonight, and it takes 20 minutes to make.
Do you need the tagine, a special pot for that, though?
You don't. It just means it's cooked with a lid on it and slowly.
Oh, I see. So it's just the steam that comes down it.
I cook it in a big pot with the lid on it, and then I put it in a beautiful tagine and put it in the oven just to sort of let it reheat before you serve it.
And then you get the wow factor.
Yeah. Another thing that is so easy are the cashew lamb riblets with saffron curry sauce.
Oh.
So just little lamb chops coated in cashews and then a saffron curry sauce. It is so delicious.
Yeah. You know, they sound kind of hard, but, you know, saffron sauce.
Not hard.
Not hard.
No.
And you make your own salad dressings, and people buy these products at the store all the time. Is it easy to make your own salad dressings?
So easy. And if you make the salad dressings, all of my recipes for the salad dressings, the dressing part is bigger than the salad part. So in other words, you'll end up with a container in your fridge of Glory Bowl dressing, for example. That's one of my dressings that people are just so addicted to, and they all keep in their fridge on a regular basis.
And what's in that one?
That one has tahini,
mm-hmm.
yeast flakes, mm-hmm. apple cider vinegar, soy sauce, oil, and garlic.
Yeah. What, and yeast flakes, that's used in vegetarian cooking, isn't it?
Yeah, and I don't know, those yeast flakes just make the salad dressing so addictive. And then there's a couple of others, the honey curry and the basil vinaigrette I have. If you just have some of these vinaigrettes in your fridge, you never even have to worry about a salad as long as you just have those vinaigrettes.
And do you have any ways to sort of jazz up salads, too? Like, do you add different ingredients? Because that kind of gets boring after a while, just some, usual.
I'm a big fan of, just ask my husband and kids, almost every salad has some kind of toasted nut and some kind of cheese and often a fruit. So say it's just lettuce or, some kind of nice greens. I'll always make sure in my freezer I have toasted hazelnuts, cashews, pine nuts. So you just grab a little, some of the toasted hazelnuts and put them on with some goat cheese and maybe raspberries or, depending on the season, julienned apricots. And I love shredded cabbage and shredded radicchio. So to me, a really good salad has a lot of texture.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of just lettuce and tomato and carrot and cucumber, that to me is boring. You need some texture, so the toasted nuts and the cheese and the fruit and, the cabbage or the sprouts. And then, of course, having a selection of really good vinaigrettes.
Mmm, yum. And I guess it's that sweet, savory, all those different kind of taste points, too.
I love in salad.
I never usually put fruit in salad, but I'll have to try that.
Oh, salad, it's a very good addition to a salad to create the texture and the flavor between salty and sweet. And
I'll
things like
that.
Crispy prosciutto, like that's a yummy thing in a salad.
Well, we'll have to get your cookbook because it definitely sounds like some great great recipes.
Oh, do you not have one in front of you?
Not yet.
Oh, yeah, it's on its way. You need to look at it.
Oh, I'm going to be looking at that one.
And the photographs are just unbelievable. Dave Glenn, who is the photographer, has done the photos for all three, and he's done such a good job. We basically just make the food, he takes the photos, and then we eat it. So there's no like.
So it's real food. It's not like stage food.
Yeah, not at all.
Very good. And what about St. Patty's Day? Do you, will you have a green beer or anything to mark the occasion tonight?
Sorry to be so boring, I won't. I'm going to go cross-country skiing in my green jacket and green toque.
Are you doing that today?
Yeah, this afternoon.
Wow. Is it right at your doorstep kind of thing?
Yeah. It's snowy right to the doorstep today, and I'm just going to put my boots on and get all my stuff on and just drive a mile and meet the girlfriends, and we'll go out for St. Patty's Day ski in our green suits. But I hate beer, so the thought of a green beer. Maybe I'll have
TJ, you hate beer?
A green glass of Chardonnay.
Now, people can find your book at all kinds of stores here. Give us the name of your three cookbooks then, Shelley.
Whitewater. Okay, the three cookbooks are stores?
Yeah, you've got the first one was Whitewater
okay.
Cooks.
The first one's called Whitewater Cooks, Pure, Simple, and Real Creations from the Fresh Tracks Cafe. And the second one's called Whitewater Cooks at Home. And the third one is Whitewater Cooks with Friends.
Excellent. And you say with at home, did your kids help you a lot in the kitchen when they were young?
Oh, yeah, totally. They really did. They would get right up at the counter. Even when they were teeny, they would be rolling out bread dough and, helping with the vinaigrettes and definitely.
I find it's the kind of thing sometimes you think it sounds like a good idea and then it gets really messy, but I guess you got to kind of go with it and know they're learning a skill.
Oh, yeah, and it pays off in the end because then you go to their houses and they cook for you.
Excellent, excellent. So what kind of staples? We have a couple of minutes left here. What kind of staples then, if you're a beginner, say you're like a young person just starting out in their own apartment, what kind of staples should they buy to have in their fridge and in their cupboards?
Let's see. In their fridge, butter.
Butter, yep.
Good butter. Good eggs.
Good eggs.
Olives. Fresh herbs. Good tomato sauce. In the fridge, I'd say that would be good for beginners.
That sounds good.
And in the cupboard, if they had extra virgin olive oil, sea salt, panko crumbs, coconut milk, some good herbs, good vinegars like balsamic vinegar, sherry vinegar, sesame oil, tamari soy sauce, some good Italian tomatoes. And then maybe some staples, like maybe some risotto, basmati rice, and some good pasta.
That sounds a lot better than Kraft dinner.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't recommend any of that. If you've got some good dry ingredients, you can always create a good dinner.
Well, that sounds like a really good start for someone to buy for someone they know if they're starting out to get those kind of ingredients. And then you start out on the right foot and, don't just live on tea and toast, but some good ingredients. If you want to get the book, it's called Whitewater Cooks with Friends. It's in its second copy right now. Shelley Adams is the author. Shelley, nice talking with you today. Have a great St. Patty's Day and a wonderful dinner party tonight.
Thank you very much. Happy St. Patty's to you, too.
Happy St. Patty's to
Bye.
You. When we come back, we're going to talk to Michelle Sevigny with Dog Safe Canine Pet First Aid.
Hello, my name is Kevin Walker, owner of the Oak Bay Beach Hotel in Victoria, B.C. Our Seaside Hotel is almost complete, and this spring we open our doors to the world once again. Seaside Hot Mineral Pools, the historic Snug Pub, the David Foster Foundation Dinner Theater, Kate's Cafe, and the finest of accommodations in a sophisticated yet historic building, all yours to enjoy. The Oak Bay Beach Hotel offers an unprecedented investment opportunity, and sales activity is brisk. Right now, we're offering a special promotion that allows you to purchase a waterfront vacation condo that assures you of capital lift and ongoing annual revenues with no cost of ownership after your purchase. Prices start at $400,000 for our whole ownership vacation condos. This is great value for those looking for the very best. Visit our website at oakbaycondos.com/invest, then give our office a call. This opportunity has the highest return on lifestyle, and it can be yours for years to come. The Oak Bay Beach Hotel. Oceanfront Investing in Victoria, B.C.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
It's partly cloudy and 8 degrees. Good morning. I'm Kyle Reynolds. A 40-year-old man accused of defrauding investors here in B.C. and in Alberta of more than $2 million has been arrested on the island. Mounties nabbed Michael Chodorowski in Nanaimo yesterday. He faces 8 criminal counts, including theft and fraud over $5,000 and laundering the proceeds of crime. The investigation, which also involves the BC Securities Commission, started back in December of 2009. One man and one woman were arrested by Victoria Police earlier this week after a vehicle reported stolen in Nanaimo was located near Rock Bay. More from CFAX 1070's Andrea Boyce.
Police say a check revealed the vehicle had reportedly been stolen March 9th from a Nanaimo mall as its elderly owners were watching a movie. The vehicle's occupants were met by a Victoria police officer. Both the male driver and female passenger were taken into custody without incident. Police say they located 5 needles filled with heroin, allegedly in the female's possession. The male driver was found to have an outstanding warrant for his arrest from Saanich. A 32-year-old Victoria man faces charges of theft of a motor vehicle and breach of a conditional sentence order. A 24-year-old female of no fixed address faces charges of possession of stolen property and possession of heroin for the purpose of trafficking. Andrea Boyce, CFAX 1070 News.
The U.S. soldier accused of killing 16 Afghan civilians has arrived back in the U.S.
The soldier is now in Kansas at Fort Leavenworth, home of the military's only maximum security prison. He was flown to the U.S. from Kuwait, a brief stopover after being taken out of Afghanistan. His lawyer told NBC's Today Show he's encouraged the soldier not to speak about the shooting over the phone and instead wait to do it in person.
I told him that we would be coming to see him or he would be coming to see us quite soon.
John Henry Brown later told the Associated Press either he or his law partner will visit the suspect at Fort Leavenworth next week. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
And in other international news, Iran's parliamentary speaker says Israel is a barking dog that won't dare attack Iran to stop its nuclear program because by doing so, Israel would be, quote, playing with its own destiny. Israel has threatened to attack if necessary to stop Iran from developing nuclear weapons. After the news at 11 o'clock, we called the number listed for the Duthie residence. We did not get a correct answer, though, to our newsmaker question, so we'll try again after the news at noon today, and our prize will be $84 cash. And checking out CFAX weather, a mix of sun and cloud right now, high of 9 degrees today, one short of that currently downtown, mainly cloudy tonight with a 60% chance of showers and an overnight low of 1 degrees and mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 8. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Straight Talk, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Spring is upon us, and it's important that we keep our pets safe. Joining me on the phone is Michelle Sevigny from Dog Safe Canine Pet First Aid. How are you doing, Michelle?
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing, Patty?
I'm great. Now, we do have a lot of safety tips here, but I want to kind of ask you, first of all, about this kind of weather that's been back and forth and mucky. You know, I know you have dogs, so what do you do to – you have big galoshes, or how do you keep all the muck away from your house?
I just sort of accept it and just know that we're going in there. I mean, for myself, yeah, I've got the big galoshes and the good umbrella and the Gore-Tex wear. And then for Monty, my Roddy, so when we come in, I mean, he knows the drill. We come in, he stays on the mat, he lays down, we towel him off. Luckily, he's fairly got fairly short hair, so it's just, you know, towels by the door.
It really is mucky, though, right now, isn't it? Like, just when he thought it dried out, the next time the park is just knee-deep in water.
Absolutely, and especially, you know, I got a dog who absolutely loves mud puddles, so, you know, the muckier the better.
Jeez. Well, spring is upon us, and you've got some great tips out for, you know, making sure that our dogs are safe. Can we start with the first one, Michelle?
Yeah, you bet. You know, this is a time where, you know, we're finally bringing out the cleaning products and really doing the top-to-floor cleaning. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, urban myths out there, especially that comes through the Internet a lot with Swiffer WetJet and Febreze. So just knowing, you know, that most cleaning products are safe to use around their pets as long as you use them as directed, which meaning that they will, you know, if you use them on the floor, then you're going to be rinsing it off as over top of that. And always watching your dog so they're not getting actually into the bottles or your mop bucket per se. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I even choose non-toxic natural cleaning products, which are then there's just no worries, and you can amazing how much you can use just with, you know, vinegar, lemons, and baking soda.
Yeah, and it's better for the environment, so you may as well.
absolutely. It's just good all around, and it's just less chance of your dog getting into something. But being aware that as long as you're using as directed, most products are okay.
And a lot of people, you know, would put something in the toilet bowl and to clean it out, and it's very toxic, and then the dogs might drink out of it.
Absolutely, and I've got a dog who does that.
Yeah.
A lot of dogs will drink out of the toilet instead of its nice, cold, you know, water. So, yes, you know, always go 100% natural on that one, and especially watch your dogs if you're in somebody else's house and you not necessarily can control what they're using.
That's true. Cleaning out the bathroom cabinets.
Yeah, and, you know, again, some people will go through there, hopefully, and be checking expiry dates on, you know, medications and if they're going to be throwing them out. And, you know, dogs are no match for those childproof caps. So it's always best, and Health Canada recommends as well, that if you do have expired or unused medications, whether it's prescription medications or from the shelf, take them back to the pharmacy for proper disposal. And especially things like any human medications that have pseudoephedrine is one ingredient that may be in human cold and allergy sinus medications.
Yeah.
Really watch those around your dogs because they can be toxic. So make sure that they're not, you know, sitting in your purse that's on the floor that a dog may get into.
Okay. And poisonous plants. Any specifics this time of year?
You know, I've got tulips sitting on my kitchen table right now, and there's one that you want to be watching around your dogs, especially the tulip bulbs, so if you're a gardener. Other than that, I don't have too many plants around my house myself, but, you know, daffodils, rhododendrons, azaleas, you know, even yucca plants. And if you're a gardener, watching the tomato vines, you know, if you have grapes growing in your backyard, lucky enough, and even onions and garlic, so watching those in the gardens as well.
So what are you going to look for if your dog eats some of those things? What would you do?
General symptoms that mean can be vomiting, diarrhea, it might be heart or, you know, nervous system problems, but it can certainly get into coma, you know, or even fatal. But we always like to sort of imagine or to caution, not looking for specific signs of what your dog is doing, just anything out of the ordinary. You might suspect a poisoning and get it checked out, either, you know, going straight to your veterinarian or using your own skills that you may have, such as checking vital signs and keeping a note of them as well.
And that's what you do at Canine First. So people, you teach courses on all these sort of things, right, Michelle?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, when you notice something that, you know, is out of the ordinary with your dog, that you have the skills, you can check the vital signs, you can check three other health tests that we talk about that can help you make that decision whether you need to, you know, go to the veterinarian at 4 o'clock in the morning to your closest 24-hour vet, call your vet, and then you've got some good information that you can relay over the phone and then help you make that decision. And sometimes it's about going to the vet sooner than you might have otherwise because you've got that knowledge.
Yeah, knowledge is important. Slug and snail bait, of course, those are really bad.
Absolutely. And, you know, metaldehyde is the ingredient that you really got to be watching out for. Again, you can get slug and snail bait products that are labeled safe for pets. Now, it doesn't mean it may not affect still their gastrointestinal tract. You know, anything a dog eats that's not his regular food can sometimes affect that. But there is some labeled non-toxic products. But again, you know, talk to a gardener or go into an outdoor gardening store and find out, you know, how slug and snails, you can work with them, right, rather than trying to get rid of them all the time.
And we're going to come back actually after the break, Michelle, and we're going to go over the next few points. So stay tuned. We're going to come back with Michelle in just 2 minutes.
Your annual camping trip, biking the Galloping Goose, your kid's soccer game. You need an accurate forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Hey, watch me hit this car.
Moving target, 10 points!
Want to go hit that parking lot?
Yeah, I can see a convertible from here.
Dirty cars. It happens, so take it to Peninsula Co-op's Touchless Car Wash. Fill it up, clean it up, and enjoy a hot drink, always adding to your rebate. Peninsula Co-op members received 5 cents per liter on all fuel purchases last year. Visit your local co-op today.
Stop, fill it up at your co-op. Moving ahead, hiking and back.
What's that you got there?
Well, I just got my home insurance renewal. It seems pretty high.
Could be. I checked mine out a couple of years ago and found I could get great coverage for quite a bit less money, so I switched.
Who'd you switch to?
To Harbord. They're the home insurance people.
The home insurance people, eh? I think I'll give them a call.
Before you renew your home insurance this year, talk with Harbord. That's H-A-R-B-O-R-D. They're the home insurance people. Check the white pages or harbordinsurance.com for office phone numbers.
Hey Victoria, Brian Higgins here for Arona Bay West Express, centrally located 5 minutes from downtown. At Bay West Rona, we have designers and door specialists on staff for your convenience. Let us design and install your new kitchen, bathroom, or custom-sized door system. Or you can try our line of cash-and-carry kitchen cabinets and countertops. Come and see us, the right people, the right store, the right price. Rona Bay West Express, doing it right 7 days a week on Bay and Wilson in Vic West.
To be a gold dredger is tough. It's not for the weak.
From the creators of Deadliest Catch, a new series on Discovery.
It's inevitable that guys are going to die in the water here.
An underwater frontier.
That's stupidly dangerous. I don't want to show how scared I am.
Where anyone can strike it rich.
I have bills to pay that if I don't pay, I go to jail for.
And anything goes.
Let's get some gold made here.
The series premiere of Bering Sea Gold. Monday, March 26th at 7, only on Discovery.
We are back with Michelle Sevigny, Dog Save Canine Pet First Aid. Michelle, tip number 5 for spring safety tips for our dog, home improvement projects.
You bet. And, you know, again, when we're talking about paints being out and building materials being out, it's not generally the case where a dog is just going to walk up and start, you know, licking the paint out of a pail, although we still want to watch that as well. But it's the type of thing that, for example, once I was painting my ceiling and I knocked over the paint bin with the bright pink paint that turns white afterwards. And because there was suddenly all this commotion in the living room, my dog then ran in from outside where I thought he was contained. And then now suddenly he's walking through the paint.
No.
So is that the sort of situation we're talking about? So I was able to get him outside. You want to get sort of paint off of them. Luckily it's water soluble paint so that they're not out there, you know, licking their paws and ingesting it that way. And it's amazing what dogs get into. You know, they'll pick up loose nails or screws or, you know, those electrical tools that are the cables that are, you know, 50 feet long across the yard. They pick up things with their mouths. That's what they do. So it's really about containment of your dog and watching and guarding the materials that are around.
And then pool lawn chemicals.
Yep. Again, you know, we're getting the pool ready if you have a pool or just getting the lawn prepared. So, you know, watching that all of those are out of containment. It's something new. It's something novel that's come out at the beginning of the season, and your dogs are attracted to that. And while you're out in the backyard looking around the pool and the lawn, you know, check the deal once through the backyard, checking your gate latches. No fence posts have come down or the loose boards, exposed nails that your dog is also going to be intriguing and looking for.
I guess we also have to watch the pool because we have a pool and our dog's actually jumped in. There's no real way out.
That's a whole other topic I would love to discuss at one time. Yes, I mean, dogs can get in there and swim and have fun, but it just like, you know, with children and other family members, it's supervision and, you know, hyper-vigilant supervision when dogs are in the backyard and you're looking at gates and fencing and et cetera as well.
And then also in our car, in our home, you know, open windows.
And, you know, in the vehicle, you know, it's warmer out, the windows go down and your dog's in the back. I'm a real big fan of seatbelt harnesses, or if you keep your dog in a crate, the crate needs to be contained, whether it's through a seatbelt in the back seat, et cetera. So then the windows go down, the dog is not sticking their head out, getting items flown into them, and they're not going to jump out.
And then on some other notes here, too, as our, you know, I have an older dog. What do you... how do you handle an older dog as far as walks and how often and these kind of things? Do you walk them more or less?
I really base everything on the dog. So it's really about knowing your dog. And there'll be times my dog's almost 10 as well. And, you know, I don't run with him very much, although I do a little bit. But sometimes we'll do the same walk where he's fine and another day he's not and we just come home. Like it really is tailored to them. You get to know how to assess them as far as joint and mobility. And just, you know, it's up to them. So I'm not forcing them to do something where I'm thinking it's just too much for them.
Right. Our next guest is going to be Nurse Next Door. And the same thing with seniors. I mean, really, it's just sort of playing it day by day and how they're feeling kind of thing, right? And not forcing things. And what about supplements? Do you use any of these supplements for joints or...
I do. I have sort of a senior supplement that I use. It's a liquid that I can add to Monty's on a raw food diet, so I add it to his raw food every day. And it's made locally, and it's, you know, I find that it makes a big difference. But again, it goes back to a lot of it is prevention. So he swims more than he runs. And if he's playing with other dogs, it's not for hours and hours, right? It's about 45 minutes. Lots of sleep, lots of breaks, and, you know, good food and lots of rest.
Well, that's great. And how do people get a hold of you? You want more information, Michelle?
They can check out on the website, which is dogsafe.ca. We've got courses Lower Vancouver Island and right up to Nanaimo and Euculid as well, and all over the Lower Mainland.
Perfect. Great talking to you, Michelle. When we come back, we're going to talk to Nurse Next Door.
Nominations are now being accepted for the 29th annual CFAX 1070 Community Awards presented by Dodge Furniture and Mattress. Once again, we're honoring outstanding Victorians in sports, arts, community, business, teamwork, youth, safety, and Citizen of the Year. To nominate somebody, go to CFAX1070.com. Deadline for nominations is Friday, March 23rd. The award ceremony, Thursday, May 3rd at the Westin Bear Mountain Resort. The CFAX 1070 Community Awards, a proud Victoria tradition.
You were right. Kayaking is excellent.
You know what else is great? That whale.
What?
Don't panic. It's way the heck out there. You'll be fine. Sorry, dude.
I'm good. I'm all good. No worries.
Some things are closer than you think, like the JBI Pub and Restaurant at the James Bay Inn. Come by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner and experience great home-style cooking with fresh ingredients made from scratch. The JBI Pub and Restaurant at the James Bay Inn. Really good. Really close. Corner of Government and Toronto.
Spring into savings during the March warehouse clearance at Camino Carpets. They're more than just carpet. Check out over 100 rolls of linoleum in stock at reduced costs. Congoleum Ultima on sale at $1.88 per square foot, regularly $4.22. Camino has carpet roll-ins, over 200 to choose from, drastically reduced up to 50% off. Area rugs, regularly $4.99, are now just $2.99. Save more during the March warehouse clearance at Camino Carpets, 3950 Quadra Street across from Lumber World.
This year, get the Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares working for you. Receive extra tax savings of up to 30% with the added bonus of dividend payments of up to 25% over a 3-year period. An RSP investment that delivers the tax savings and dividends you deserve. The Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares. Invest today. Shares of the fund are sold by prospectus. Go to growthworks.ca for details and limitations. Dividends are not guaranteed.
Listen to the Connor Financial Report every Saturday at 12 noon on CFAX 1070. Frankly speaking, you can't afford to miss it.
We are back. I have on the phone Alicia Vogt, who is with the Nurse Next Door here on Vancouver Island. How are you doing, Alicia?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. And I saw your ads on CTV Vancouver Island, which is our sister station, which is the TV end of our operations here. And, yeah. And your moniker is Our Talent is Caring. And it's so important. You know, my mom needed care, and you offer caring support. Tell us what you do with your staff.
Yeah, so we're a full-service home care company, and what we do is we provide peace of mind for our clients and their families. We let daughters be daughters, basically. So a lot of times we're finding that daughters and sons are quite involved in the care of their parents, and so we provide that support in the home for them.
Well, I am the daughter, and lots of times the daughters become the we in the relationship.
Yeah.
When the moms talk about us. And, you know, sometimes you need that extra help because we mm-hmm. may have our own children and lives, and it's not that not caring or loving, but you're no good if you're worn out. So lots of times,
absolutely.
Though, parents are resistant to change and help. And how do you work with them, Alicia, to get them on board?
Well, I would say that one of the best things to do is involve, you know, the nurse and the doctor in talks with mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's lots of different ways. If they're not willing to have someone come into the home, where maybe you could say, you know, let's try it for a little while, see how things go. And then usually what happens is they sort of fall in love with the caregiver that we've sent to them, and, you know, they're willing to carry on. The other thing is, just having that real heart-to-heart about what are their real wishes. You know, do they want to stay at home? What are their plans? So if they want to stay at home, then finding ways to get a little bit of help with some of the things that might be safety issues, et cetera, can actually provide them more long-term independence.
And I'm sure a lot of our listeners today are right in this position, because it's sort of mm-hmm. always a moving target, right? There's no mm-hmm. one fix. So it's really a relationship you build with yourself, the nurse next door, on mm-hmm. how you deal with these things, and it's good feedback. So what kind of services would you provide in the home if someone, you know, mom wants to stay mm-hmm. there and there's no reason she can't? What can you put in place to help make that positive?
Well, we really do everything from cooking and cleaning all the way up to round-the-clock nursing care at end of life. So, you know, it really depends on the situation. What I like to do is try and get to know the family and find out sort of what the needs are. So some clients, we might just go in and do some cooking and cleaning to sort of take that off of their shoulders. Other times it might be you know, we have a client where the daughter lives far away. And so she has us go and just visit with mom and go for a drive or go for a walk. And, you know, then phones on her birthday and says, hey, can you take mom out for a special dinner? So it's, you know, just the little special things. And other times it's, you know, providing round-the-clock care, like injections or other types of medical services. So
there's the medical as well, Alicia, like the you can give shots and things. And what,
yeah, absolutely.
What got you into this business?
Well, I'd been working as a nurse in the hospital, and I was working with geriatric clients, so elderly clients, and I loved my job. But I was just so busy with so many clients in the hospital that it was just wanting to provide that higher level of one-on-one care and wanting to make a difference in the community, too, so providing employment and whatnot. So, and when I heard about Nurse Next Door, I knew it was the company for me. So,
and what about this company makes it so special?
Well, we're a Canadian company that was started in Vancouver.
That's always good.
Definitely. we're a one-stop shop, so basically whatever the need would be, we can make it happen.
Yeah.
Our care is completely flexible and catered specifically to each client. And we're also a company that's based on core values. So we use our core values in our business decision-making. So.
And, you know, just hearing that kind of, you know, you can take care of any need, I can just feel people going, oh, I need to phone you, because I've been in that position. And it really, there's no guide to help you, really. It's really other women, or like the show, people saying there's a resource out there for you, because it's really a long journey, or it can be a long journey, and you kind of need some backup.
Yeah, and the thing with it, too, is it tends to get more intense as it goes along, whereas, you know, when you're having young children, they get older and more independent, whereas oftentimes with our parents, their needs increase, so it gets harder for the caregiver, the family caregiver.
And I'm sure you've seen a lot of that. And also, I guess, with the husband and wife teams, you also go in and we're couples, too, and help them out, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have lots of clients where, you know, husband is taking care of wife, and then if husband, you know, maybe needs to have a small surgery or, you know, needs to be away for some reason, then they need some help with the other partner, so.
And you were talking about the drive and stuff. That was my mom's favorite, you know, really just going in the car, going to get a yummy coffee, as she would say, and, you know, going around the waterfront. And that kind of service is invaluable, especially like you were saying with people that don't live here, that their parents just need someone to visit with them and to feel they've got an outing. It doesn't have to be
absolutely
big.
Absolutely. One of our ladies that we visit with, she's living in a facility, and I think she gets kind of bored, you know, being there all day. So when her caregiver comes, they actually drive for the full 2 hours.
I can absolutely understand that. My mom did that because even though you're in a great spot, they like to be out and about and see the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, that's neat. That's so cool that you do all that kind of stuff. What about if they want to shop and that kind of thing and want to go to, you know, Sears and buy a new top? Can you do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, basically, if there's a dream or a wish out there, we'll find a way to make it happen. Because that is one of our core values, is finding a better way. So, you know, within the healthcare system, things tend to be fairly rigid and, you know, really policy-based. And we're all about caring and finding, you know, the way to make lives better.
And I think that's it. Even if you're in a care place, you really may need some other things to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not just when you're home.
Getting out, yeah.
And now you have four locations here on the island.
Yeah, we have the South Island here, Western Communities, and then we have the Cowichan Valley and the Northern Team. So we're able to provide care all over the island and actually across Canada and now into the States as well.
And for your own aging, do you think that it's something we should think about before we get too old, about what kind of life we want to have and how that should look?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that planning is really the key. What I find is sometimes, you know, people that are sort of resistant to the care, they think they don't need the help now, but what they don't realize is that they're kind of putting themselves at risk of less independence. So, for example, you know, if there's a fall risk involved, you know, getting some help, you know, having someone come in and put in bars or remove mats that could slip on the floor, those types of things can prevent a fall, which prevents a hospitalization, which can prevent a huge loss of independence, basically.
And do you ever have, the children of the seniors that feel guilty using services, and do you have to talk them through it, that letting them know this is a good thing?
I'd say half and half. A lot of times people are more looking at what their needs are and recognizing that they need to take care of themselves if they're going to take care of mom.
Yeah.
But there is a certain amount of guilt, I think. People feel like, you know, they should be doing it themselves. But, you know, if you're giving your mom a bath and whatnot, I mean, wouldn't you rather be spending the time with her as her daughter versus, you know, providing her personal care?
I think that's very true. Yeah. I think the lines get very blurred, and what used to be a nice time to visit has turned into kind of chores, and everything is a chore, doctor's visits and on and on and on, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It can be quite consuming, really.
Well, my mom was at the Cedars, which is excellent. Adrian, Karen, and all the gang. And, you know, finding a good place to live is important. What does your retirement look like? I know you're a long way off, but do you see the island as being a good place to retire and lots of positive things, including Nurse Next Door?
I think that we're going to see a lot of changes just in general with the aging demographic, with the daughters and sons that are coming up now. I think we're all going to be making changes to the system so that we can have an enjoyable retirement and aging process.
I know my sister-in-law's sister has this vision of doing like a commune where everybody has a little pod, you know,
and you buy
kind of shares in it. So it may look, maybe the baby boomer generation will kind of change the look of what that looks like.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of change in this field, definitely over the years to come.
Now, if people want to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
Yeah, they can phone us directly at 250-590-5519, or they can check out our website at nursenextdoor.com.
Yeah, that's a good website. You got lots of information on there.
Yeah, there's a blog. There's lots of things on the website. Definitely worth taking a look at.
Have you had some really touching stories and some like a rewarding moment that you were like, I'm so glad I did this?
Well, you know, it's recently we had a client, the daughter phone us, and she's been caring for her husband for 6 years. And, you know, his care has really increased. When I first went to see her, she was exhausted. She was anxious. She was just having a really hard time coping with it. Mm-hmm. And we set up care for her that day. She got to sleep at night because she was staying up all night because her husband had fallen. So she was really concerned about him falling again. So she just hadn't slept in a few days. And after that, I've noticed over the days that now she's starting to look at, you know, self-care. Maybe I'm going to get back to doing my yoga. Maybe I'm going to start taking some time with my friends and things like that. And just seeing that difference for that wife, I mean, that's touching for me.
Well, kindness is wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show. Great to talk to you today.
Yeah.
I want to just say we lost two great women this week, Bunty Pinkerton and Trudy May, both mothers, granddaughters, grandmothers, who showed us the way. Until we meet again, everybody get out there and enjoy.